Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Sunday, June 28th, and I'm here to do just a quick recap of the week. So we covered 6 episodes, and a lot of them ended up being about the same thing. Systems that are designed to work against you while looking like they're working for you. So on Monday, we looked at streaming and subscription fatigue. Netflix went from $7.99 to $17.99. Disney Plus went from $6.99 to $18.99, and YouTube TV went from $35 to $83. The average household now spends $278 a month on streaming and connected TV, which is actually more than what cable ever cost. We cut the cord to save money and rebuilt cable in a worse configuration. The only thing we actually got rid of was the cable box. On Tuesday, we covered the QWERTY keyboard, which was designed in the 1870s to prevent mechanical typewriter keys from jamming. The typewriter hasn't existed in decades, but we're still using the same layout because the cost of switching is too high, even though you can change your keyboard to Dvorak for free in your phone settings right now. The concept is called path dependency, and once you see it, you pretty much see it everywhere. Think about the way that we measure things: Fahrenheit, miles, and also the fact that NASA lost a $125 million Mars orbiter because one team used metric and the other used imperial to measure. On Wednesday was the housing crisis. The Senate passed a bill 85-5, blaming Wall Street for buying up homes. Wall Street owns about 3% of single-family rentals. The real issue is that we're short about 2 to 4 million homes, and local zoning laws make it nearly impossible to build in the places that people actually want to live. The people who benefited from high home prices, existing homeowners, are the same people who vote in the local elections where zoning decisions are made. The villain isn't BlackRock, it's actually the system. On Thursday, we talked about earthquakes after a 7.1 hit in Venezuela. The USGS says that they've never predicted a major earthquake and don't expect to learn how. The most important fact from that episode was that the 2010 Haiti earthquake was magnitude 7.0 and killed over 200,000 people. But somehow that same year, Chile was hit by a magnitude 8.8 earthquake, 500 times more powerful, but only 525 people died. Same planet, same year. But the difference was the way that the buildings were built, because in Haiti, it's all designed to sustain earthquakes. And Friday was the Prime Day and economics of waste. Americans will spend over $26 billion during a 4-day sale. The average garment is worn just 7 to 10 times before being thrown away. We as humans throw away around 81 pounds of clothing per person per year. There's a pile of discarded clothes in Chile's Atacama Desert so big that it's visible from space, most of it still with the price tags on. The fashion industry produces more carbon emissions than all international flights and shipping combined. And finally, yesterday, we got to a topic that's been on my mind for a long time, which is why we yawn. Nobody fully knows why. The oxygen theory, though, is wrong. The leading explanation is that the brain needs a way to cool, and yawning allows for that. Contagious yawning appears to be driven by empathy, and 72% of dogs in one study caught yawns from a human stranger. So if you yawn during that episode, it might mean that your empathy circuits are working. So this week, we covered 6 episodes: streaming, keyboards, housing, earthquakes, consumption, and then yawning. The thread connecting most of them is that the systems we live inside weren't designed for us. They were designed for the people who built them, and we inherited the consequences. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.